United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra. Yours truly, John Conte, and starring J. Carroll Nash. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds presented by this station as a public service. Defense bonds are an investment in America's freedom and in your own security. Buy them regularly where you work or bank. Harry Sosnick leads the Defense Bonds Orchestra now in a special arrangement of Arkansas Traveler. Thank you, Harry. And now here is our guest, radio and screen favorite J. Carroll Nash, in a dramatic episode from American history. Ladies and gentlemen, J. Carroll Nash in I Am Liberty.
Sometimes there is a voice that whispers in a man's heart. He follows that voice, and it leads him to his destiny. This was the voice that whispered to the Alsatian sculptor, Frederick Bartholdi.
I am liberty.
In 1870, while fighting for France against Prussia, he heard another voice speak of liberty. The voice of the great liberator, Giuseppe Garibaldi.
Liberty! That's what we are fighting for. Liberty!
Yes, but we are fighting a losing battle, Garibaldi.
Yes, in another week we will lose Paris, and France will again be in a chance. But liberty will come back, young fella, in your time, if not in mine.
I wonder, is there any country in the world that does have liberty?
Yes, the United States. A great country, Frederick. Go there after this war is over. See for yourself.
I will, Garibaldi, because inside of me a voice keeps whispering.
I am liberty.
Mother, what is going on here in the streets of Paris? Why are all those people out there in the streets?
People are upset because our troops were defeated. All of Paris is one big angry mob.
Mother, get back! For that cobblestone nearly hit my statue of Lafayette. Get away from here, all of you, clear out!
Frederick, be careful. They will throw more stones.
Mother, how can I work with mobs roaming in the streets? I'm going away.
You are leaving Paris?
Yes, all during the campaign, Garibaldi kept telling me what a great place America is. That is where I am going, Mother. I am going on the very next boat that sails.
I beg your pardon, sir. Is this Pier 24?
Oui, mademoiselle. This is Pier 24 in New York Harbor, USA.
Oh. Well, I'm looking for the steamship.
Mademoiselle, look out.
Oh, you grabbed me just in time. That crate nearly hit me.
Mademoiselle, when a ship is being unloaded, one must take care. What are you doing here?
Well, some refugees were supposed to arrive on this ship. I've come here to help them.
Refugees? Oh, they are relatives?
No, they're just poor people who need help.
Oh, come, let us get out of this dangerous place.
Yes, indeed. Oh, I'm sorry, I was so upset I forgot to thank you, Mr.
Bartholdi. Frederick Auguste Bartholdi.
Thank you, Mr. Bartholdi.
And you are?
Emma Lazarus.
Mademoiselle Lazarus. I greet you. You have a kind heart because you come here to greet the poor refugees, and you help them.
With the money I make from my poetry.
Oh, you are a poet. Wonderful. How nice it would be if there were a lady like you to welcome every visitor in America.
Oh, that's kind of you to say.
Wait. Wait. A lady to welcome every visitor. A great lady. Here in New York Harbor. Holding aloft a flaming torch and... Yes. Yes.
From the words you speak and the way you look, are you a poet too?
Oui, mademoiselle. A poet who works in clay, in stone, in bronze. Emma Lazarus, you have given me the inspiration for a poem I shall call Liberty Enlightening the World.
I am Liberty.
Ah, oh, Frederick, it is good to have you back home in Paris and working again, my boy.
Yes. Yes, will you hand me that small chisel, Mother? Thank you.
Nanette was asking for you. I say, Nanette was... Frederick, what is the matter with you?
Huh? Is there something wrong?
Ever since you came back, you have walked like a man in a dream. Frederick, are you in love?
In love? Oui. With the greatest woman any man ever dreamed of. La Liberté. Taller than the Arc de Triomphe.
What are you talking about?
A statue, Mother. A huge statue which I hope to have placed in New York Harbor.
I might have known it would be a statue.
Well, yes, and what a statue. With a head 15 or 20 feet high.
So that is the woman you are in love with.
Oui. And this very day I am meeting with some of the great men of France. Edouard de la Buée, the jurist, Ferdinand de Lesseps, who built the Suez Canal, and Alexandre Eiffel, the great architect.
And are they too in love with this lady?
I hope to persuade them, Mother. Wish me luck, my dear, because I must try to sell a dream to men who deal in realities. So, gentlemen, that is my dream. Liberté enlightening the world. In her right hand, a flaming torch. A beacon to light the way to freedom. A giant statue in New York Harbor. A gift of the people of France to the people of America. Gentlemen, can my dream come true?
I say yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Monsieur Eiffel. And as one of the great architects of France, what do you say of my plan?
Monsieur Bartholier, the statue you describe is a huge undertaking. Speaking as an engineer and an architect, I say it can be built. Speaking as a citizen of France, I say it must be built.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Monsieur Eiffel, and thanks to all of you. Already the voice of liberty is growing louder and louder in my ears.
I am liberty.
Frederick. Oh, Frederick.
Oh, yes? Did you say something, Mother?
I am not used to posing for a statue. May I put down my arm?
No, hold it. Hold it just a little longer. Remember, you are liberty.
I am also tired. And I've had very little liberty since you talked to me into posing for this statue.
Well, very well, Mother. You may rest.
Oh, my arm. Why did you not get Nanette or Fifi for this?
Because Liberté is not a young girl. She is a mature woman.
I will answer it. I need the exercise. Ah, it is Monsieur Eiffel.
Madame Liberté, greetings.
Oh, come in, Alexandre. See, my plaster model is almost done.
Magnificent. Frederick, I bring you good news. Over 100 cities have formed committees to collect money for your great work.
Oh.
Look, from all over France, from rich and poor, but mainly from the poor, the money is being given, centime by centime, franc by franc. Clerks, chimney sweeps, peasants, school children, fishermen, even the tiny orphans of St. Anne's Refuge have all joined in this gift from the people of France to the people of America.
Oh, well, then now I must succeed in this project. And with the help of God and the people of France, I will. Well, Monsieur Eiffel, the lady is going away at last.
Your great lady of liberty.
Yes. I have given her nearly 20 years of my life, and now she's leaving me. Look, they are nailing up the last two packing cases now.
But you are going to America with her, my friend.
Oh, yes, of course, and you?
I sail next week on the ship that bears the framework of your statue. Frederick, let me confess something. While I designed those four great girders for your statue, I too began dreaming a dream.
Oh.
Someday, I hope to construct a monument of another sort. A huge tower here in Paris. The tallest tower in the world.
Wonderful, Alexander. Well, my dream came true, and so will yours.
Yes, let us hope. But here's what I came to bring you. A poem in the morning paper.
Oh, but I'm too busy to read a poem.
But this is a poem about the statue by an American lady named Emma Lazarus.
Oh, well, that is very interesting, but... Oh, did you say Emma Lazarus?
Oui.
I think I met her once a long time ago. Let me see the poem.
I thought you would be interested.
Here at our sea-washed sunset gates shall stand a mighty woman with a torch. Oh, this is good.
It is magnificent. It should be inscribed on the pedestal of your statue.
Yes. If I have any voice in the matter, it will be inscribed, for this poem speaks with the very voice of liberty.
I am liberty.
Frederick, there you are.
Yes, I came in here to be alone for a moment.
But the ceremonies are about to begin. Everyone is asking for you. Why, President Cleveland keeps saying, where is Bartholdi? We can't dedicate the Statue of Liberty without the sculptor who fashioned it. Oh, come on.
Alexandre, I'm afraid.
Well, I too would be afraid if I had to stand up there on the platform with the President of the United States and all those great people. But you will have to do it.
Yes, I know. But just give me a moment, Alexandre. To stand inside here in the pedestal and say goodbye to my Lady of Liberty.
All right. But make it short. They are waiting.
Great Lady, in a few moments, you will belong to the United States of America and to the whole world. So goodbye. Goodbye, my Lady.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door.
Thank you, Dick Aronet. I know our guest star audience enjoyed your performance.
Well, thanks, Ned. It was a pleasure being here, and especially since I'm a strong believer in defense bonds.
Well, welcome again. Now I know we're glad to have you.
Well, seriously, Ned, it isn't hard for me to be enthusiastic about bonds because I've always found them to be a fine way to save and a safe, profitable investment. And now in today's national defense program, defense bonds play a vital role in helping to keep our country financially strong. Our thrift dollars are defense dollars. Dollars that build America's strength and our own financial security. So, friends, let me urge you to buy more and more defense bonds. Buy them regularly through payroll savings where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank. There's no finer investment in the world. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye, J. Carroll Nash, and thanks again for being with us.
You have been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds, presented by this station each week as a public service. May I express our thanks to our star, J. Carroll Nash, for a fine performance, and to his supporting players, Lou Merrill, Gene Bates, Martha Wentworth, Betty Blythe, and Ned Lefebvre. And his director, Louis Graff. Next week, we'll have another favorite star and more music by Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll join us. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you to save for your country's defense. Buy United States defense bonds.